Agents who will schofal for your Hitokshin Monday, May
14, 1982, on Friday. Now, the Mishnah in Yume says, Mishnah in Bapele, Sophic Shom, Sophic Inishom, Sophic High, Sophic Ness, Sophic Akim, Sophic Israel, Mil Pakim or Zagar, Motsu, Hali Pakim, Mimishanah. That's the Mishnah. Then the Gemara says that the Dalad on the Bains, so the Gemara says as follows. What kind of a Hiddish is already mentioned that Mifakim is not made in the Shabbos? So, why do they have to tell us that Mechabim Bishabbos, Mechabim Mafsikim Bishabbos, that Apil Lechotza Achetz, the Greek is Lechotza Zu, Unfortunately is Lechotza Achetz, so it's also Mechabim. In other words, if, let's say, there is a fire in Lechotza number one, And then there are no people in Chotan number one. But in Chotan number two, that is near Chotan number one, there are people. So then we are allowed to inhabit the fire in Chotan number one because it might spread to Chotan number two. That's what he meant. Omar Abizek, Omar Abiyuda, Omar Shmuel, we hold on to Gachnet and Shacharo. Hey, Chedon. We don't rely on God in the Gaut of Gachnevesh. In the Dinke Tisho, Yisroel, V'Yakov, V'Yichov, V'Yachov, V'Naye. So what kind of a Chiddush is it? Rubi Yisroel. So of course, so we are allowed to be Mechal Shabbos. And we're called our Palge, five Yisroel, and five Yichov. So it's not the first Yisroel. Elo, so what kind of a Chiddush is it? Elo Dinke Tisho, V'Yichov, V'Yisroel, V'Yachov. So most of them are in Chobi. So because of the one Israel, so they're allowed to Mechal Shabbos. So without recourse to a special aloha, a special kulei to Gach Neves. And the basis of the general principle of Kavua. So Kenach Talmach Tzidome. So the Mele is Sofik Mephoshes Lohoku. So it's Mutab in Mechal Shabbos. Lo Yitzrichet Yiporus Lechose Achet. Mao Yitain. Called the Polis the Rubin Polis, come ask the Lord the Lehoko, the Lehoko, the Lehoko, so the Pashtas Aloshna the Gemara is that regarding the Gwachnevich, we don't rely on all the Polis. Amy, Gwama Rabasi, Amar Abiechen, Tisho, the Kichobin, the Israel Echo, the Ezeon, Chotza Mifakri, the Chotza Racheres, any Fakri? So we say that the Chotza Racheres, not in factory, and here the price says Mechabim Mafsiki, and the more explained it, what does it mean Mechabim Mafsiki? That you Lechotzer Acheres, so that means that even Lechotzer Acheres, so is in factory, so it's a cash against the Rechenet, because the Rechenet says Tisho Yitichon, V'Yisroi Lechot, V'Yis Lechotzer Mifak. Because in that Chotzer, so the one Yisroel is a Kavua. So we don't rely on what? Mashiach came Ma che è il fire? Is in a hotter head. The fire is in a hotter head. So then it's me factoring. But it's not the factoring. But the price is me happy in Mexico and normally that feel hot head. Look at the Polish school, hold the Polish Mr. Sam. So Rashi explains it. In other words, so we have this here. On one hand, Rav Yehuda Amar Shmuel says we hold the Bar Mitzvah, and the price says that Afilu Lechotzer Acheres, and then the Rav Yechanan says that Tishoy Lechori Yisroel Echor, so Lechotzer Acheres in the factory, so there is a spirit between what Shmuel and the Braise say on one hand, and what Rabbi Yochanan says on the other hand. In other words, Shmuel and the Braise, they both say that even the Chotzer Acheres, so we are the factory. And Rabbi Yochanan says that if it's Tisha in Yechonim and Yisroel Echot, so we are the Chotzer Acheres, the Chotzer Acheres, in the factory, in the factory. So the Gemara says, we catch it. Hold the Polish Kule, hold the Polish Mr. Sam. Hold the Polish Kule, hold the Polish Mr. Sam. So there are two choices. Now, Rashi explains it as follows. Hold the Polish Kule. When does Shmuel say that in the Yuchim Mikor, Prach Neve Shacharo, the Polish Kule, Holy will be his Chazin Yisrael, Bar Chotze, Shinof will be my Pele, Simifat, the Avodah Dinaide, Loyaz Linon, Bosahut, in other words, originally, so they were 10 people. And 9 in the Yehovin, 1 Israel, the Chotzer number 1. Then, all of them left Chotzer number 1. And they left Chotzer number 1. And they went to various places. And one of the 10 who left Chotzer number 1, so entered Chotzer number 2. And then there was a Machpelah, or a fire, let's say in Chotzer number 2. So then, in such a case, we are the Chal Shabbos. Now, we are the Chal Shabbos. And when does Rabbi Yochanan say that we're not the Chal Shabbos, the Chotzer Acheres, that's in the case of Poros Mitzvah Tzai. In other words, if, let's say, they were Chotzer number 1, they were 10 people. They were 10 people. And then, what? If 9 is the Chotzer, and 1 is Chotzer. And then, 1 of the 10 left Chotzer number 1 and entered Chotzer number 2, then there is Machpelah. And Chotzer number 2, so then we are not the Chal Shabbos. Now, Tesis also explains it that way. Hod the Pirus Kule, Hod the Polish Mitzvah Sai. Nearly Polish, the Polish Kule, the Chotzer Acheres, the Yotzu Gamishon, the Wimish Abraham Adechot, Shenokul Machpelah. The Polish Chotzer Acheres, the Yotzu Mishon, Mali Chotzer Zu, Mali Chotzer Acheres, Hod the Polish Mitzvah Sai, Shenokul Pirus Mikan, where is the Chotzer Acheres of that? In other words, when he say, Hod the Polish Kule, Hod the Polish Kule, Hod the Polish Kule, so then, we are the Chal Shabbos. So what does it mean? So what's the Chiddush? That in Hilchim Yivach Nevesh HaKaro, so if, let's say, there were 10 people in Chotzer number 1, 9 in Chol Yisroel, and then all the 10 people left Chotzer number 1, and they entered Chotzer number 2, and then there was a Machpelah. So what kind of a Chiddush is it? What's the difference? Chotzer number 1 or Chotzer number 2? I mean, all the 10, in Chotzer number 1, of course we'll be Mechal HaShabbos. So in Chotzer number 2, we should all be Mechal HaShabbos. Just as readily. I mean, Shmuel has told us that. So the Pshat is, what the Polish call it? That, so then Shmuel says, that you are Mechal HaShabbos. And the Braise also says, Mechabim Matziki, Afil Chotzer Acheres. Afilu Chotzer Acheres. And the Pshat in Afilu Chotzer Acheres is not that we have to be Chayshish. Maybe the fire spread from Chotzer number 1 to Chotzer number 2. Of course, that goes without saying. But the Pshat is, even though the Sakone occurred in Chotzer number 2, and they are not in Jehovah, And what Israel and all the ten left Chotam on the wall. And all the ten left Chotam on the way. And Chotam on the wall. And they all entered Chotam number two. And then nine of them left Chotam number two also. And they went away, far away. But one remained. So that's the Chiddush. That's the Chiddush. Even though they were not the Israel in the Israel, so it's no Chiddush. It's a regular Kavua. Mashiach came the second Chotam. So all the ten, they entered from, they left Chotam number one and entered Chotam number two. And then nine of the ten, the ten of Chotam number two, left Chotam number two too. And just one remained. So then, if not for the Black Revolution, we'd say, Israel was not mikvah in Chotam number two. So we may wish, if there is a sakone, a fire, or an appearance in Chotam number two, we shouldn't be Mechal Shabbos. So for Mashkol, we are Mechal Shabbos. And when does Rabbi Yechanan say that b'chotz chotam b'fakhrim b'chotz acheres any fakhrim, if in chotam number one they were ten, nine is holy, one is soil, and then one of the ten left chotam number one and went to chotam number two, we don't know who of the ten. And then there was an affair, a fire in chotam number two, so then we left the chotam. This is the pshat. This is the pshat of Rashi and Tesis. Now, there is the Ram. So the Ram points out that the Reef explains the Gemara in reverse. According to Rashi and Tesis, when Gemara says, because there is a sin, on one hand, Shmuel says in Hilchim, and the Brahis also implies that way. Mechavi nu matziki, afilu b'chotar acheres. So it doesn't mean chotar acheres, that if the fire broke out in chotar number one, and so we have to be chesish, maybe it will spread the chotam number two. Of course, that goes without saying that the fire can spread. But it means, even though they were originally nine, and one is soil of chotam number one, and then all the ten left chotam number one and entered chotam number two, and then nine of the ten that entered chotam number two left chotam number two also. But what remains, so according to Rashi and Tesis Pshat, so we are allowed to be Mechal Shabbos to be matzah someone from the fire in Chotam number two, or from the Mapeles in Chotam number two. Wow. Ufidibriori, so that was according to Rashi and Tesis, so Paul Shukulaye, we are Mipakina. We don't go to Zahor, this government. In the case of Porsche Kulaya. And in the case of Porsche and society, we do go for Salon. Even in the case of Kulaya. The Reef, he says, explains the just maneuvers. If you give a Reef, now she puts up, Lloyd's Richard, the Polish Havana, you go for Sahara, is Mashma Dorothy. Polish Mr. Sayy, the Luna, Echo Man, Ava Gavin, the Vina King, the Naya, the after Oche, Kibishach, he is Mishalab in Kepne, Mishim Kumrit Pukach Nefesh, Dain Dinole, Kibach Zal Merzo, he suffered from the Poshes with Hope. Ah, the Polish Kure, the whole Achach of Men, the Chotze, Acheres, the North Meshoma Pele, Solo, Kibishach, he is Mishalab in Kepne, we sag your Kumrit Pukach Nefesh, Kulahai, the Dafil of Hai Dabin in fact. So he says, according to the Reed, so the pshat in the Gemara is just the reverse of what the pshat is according to Rashi. According to Rashi, cases. So in the case of possible value, then we are the halshas. We are the halshas. And in the case of possible society, we're not the halshas. So according to Russian cases, if in Hotel number one, if in Hotel number one, so the word Tisho is in Hotel, and one is Hoel, and then all the ten left. And then all the ten left, Chotel number one, and then got Chotel number two, and nine left Chotel number two also, but one of the ten who entered Chotel number two. It remained in Chotel number two, and then there was, it's not from Achilles, from someone, or there is a second of the fire, and the one person in Chotel number two. So according to Rashi, in this case, So according to Rashi in this case, so we have to bring the Chalas HaShabbos. But if just one left from Chotel number one into Chotel number two, and then there is Machilas of Chotel number two, so then we are not allowed to bring the Chalas HaShabbos, according to Rashi in this case. Now, what's the Pshat of Rashi? We have to understand. If there is a lot of the Hilchot of Pshat of even though in Kolakere Kule we should apply the law of Kolakere Kule in Kule Kule. So here we say, no. So even in the case of Polish Kolakere, we should say, Amen. So the answer is, according to Rashi cases, if the Chotel number one, you have 10 people, 9 with Chotel number one Israel, and then one of the 10 left Chotel number one, and went to Chotel number two, and then there was a Matthias in Chotel number two, then there was Mapilus in Chotel number two. So in that case, we are not allowed to do the Chalas HaShabbos, even in the case of Tzidkas Nefesh, because no Yisrael was ruled back in the Chotel number two. We should be afraid, just because there was one Yisrael in Chotel number one, Chotel number one, and one of the 10 left Chotel number one, went to Chotel number two. So we should be chenchesh. Maybe it was that one Yisrael. We're not supposed to be chenchesh so far, even in case of God. Masha'imke, in the case where all the 10 people left Chotel number one and went to Chotel number two, and then 9 of the 10 left Chotel number two, and one remained. So that means it was already Huzak that one Israel. Because all the 10 left Chotel number one and went Chotel number two. So for a certain time there was a Israel Huzak. But then 9 of the 10 left Chotel number two too and went away. And then Matthias fell in Chotel number two. So then since it was already Huzak in Chotel number two, the one Israel, we have to behave change. Maybe that Israel was Huzak, we may know the time. And the 9 that left are the 9 of Yehov. That's the Pshat contrast. And it makes very good sense, a contrast. Because two and Hilchot for Kach Nefesh Acharon, we don't rely on Kol Dibor. But only if at one time we know there was an Israel. Masha'imke, if it is a case of Polish society, just one left Chotel number one and went to Chotel number two. So it wasn't even Huzak that the Chotel number two there was ever in Israel. So maybe we are not changing. Maybe it's the one Israel who left Chotel number one. He is the one who went to Chotel number two. It makes good sense. I mean, we can understand Rashi's picture. But Ram says the least chat is just the reverse. If it's for his kolaye, so then the whole tree. So if it's for his kolaye, so the whole tree of the Israel was nifras. So the whole tree, in other words, in Chotel number one, there were 9 in Chavim and 1 Israel. And then all the 10 people left Chotel number one. And everyone went to a different place. So So one went to chatan number two, and one went to chatan number three, and one went to chatan number four, and one went to chatan number five, number six, number seven, number eight, number nine, number ten, number 11. Each one, they all left chatan number one. And each one entered a separate chatan. And there, in one of the chatanes, there was a matheus. There was a matheus. So in this case, according to the read, so we lack a halos chance. Because the whole kliyos disappeared. Mashenke, if just one of the ten left chatzah number one and went to another chatzah, and then there was a halos, another chatzah, so then we have a halos chance. That's the pshat of the read. And the Rambam also has that pshat. But the Rambam was inquired about this halacha. And the Jews of the Chachmirut inquired from him. Now let's see how the Rambam passes this halacha. There is a Reb Chaim on this Rambam. It's not in the regular Sefer. But it basically says this in Kogua and in Rosh. The Rambam says in the Regresi of HaShabbos, Halochetot, Hoy so chotzer sheyesh boi v'yichofim u'mazot v'yisrael, afil yisrael echot, ואלה ובדיחותים ומזולס, ולא פועלי המפלס, מפתחים על הקל בני ישראל. I mean, there is one thing that I don't understand, because the Lashon HaRambam, when he discusses Sofitachus of Israel, so he mentions a Bikichotim ומזולס. Bikichotim ומזולס doesn't mean a Yochri. It means, and if the real one is Abraham Zayin to Nilea. So this way means the Rambam had agreed with the Shita of the Ramban and the Barab Amiri, then the Bach Nefesh of Eben Each is also the Eich HaShabbos, and the Mishnah has reference to an Eben Chobim and Akim Roshe, in regard to whom there is no Din of Atzore, so why are we living? So he understands this why the Rambam says to his Chotza Shein Eben Chobim Adoles, the Israel. And he doesn't say, who is Chotza Shein Ishbo, Nochri, the Israel. He says, Eben Chobim Adoles. But the Rambam says, regarding Vazgeltation, if you have a Shabbos Allah, so the Rambam Shiti is that the Allah of the Chayveh doesn't apply to Ibn Eyah, only to Israel, like they say Shiti in Sanhedrin. So the Rambam Shiti says, Hoy Sochot HaShiyesh Bo, in the Chodim Umazoles in Israel, he should say, Hoy Sochot HaShiyesh Bo, Nochim, V'Yisrael. So, and I looked it up, it's not from the censorship. I mean, this was the real Rosh Hashanah, so that I don't understand. But anyway, the Shittim Saramba means that the Aloha of the Chayveh does not apply to Ibn Eich. So the Rambam says here, Hoy Shochot HaShayit V'Nichobim Mazolets V'Yisrael, Afil Yisrael Echot V'Elef V'Nichobim Mazolets V'Nofla Alei Makeles Mifatchin Al Hakel V'Nei Yisrael. So if in the Chotzer you have a thousand and one people, thousands are V'Nichobim, and one is in Israel, and then Mapeles fell on one of them, we have a Chalos HaShabbos. Well, here you don't even have to resort to the Aloha Tnei, the Nef Shachot, here it's a regular Din of Kavua. So without the special Aloha of Tnei, the Nef Shachot, we would say, Pirish Echot Nehem Lechotzer HaShabbos. But suppose one of the thousands and one people was Neka from Chotzer number one, and when to chotzer number two, we don't know who that one is. There are a thousand chances as against one chance that the one who is Pirish is named Chori, not in Israel. Still, the Rambam Kasten, Pirish Yachna Chotzer Ahes, Vinofla Olof, Eise Chotzer, Mifachkena. Shemo Zeshe Pirish, Hoyo in Israel, Van Nishorim in Chomazot. According to Rashi and Eise, so in such a case, we would not be the Tafiyah HaTzalah. So we not use Zakirasta because only in the case of Porsche for life. So the Mele, the Hubzaki, the soil was Hubzaki Hotel number two, too. And then nine of them left. So originally, at the very outset, in Israel was Huzak in Hotel number two, too. But in this case, there were 1,001 big men in Hotel number one. 1,000 in Chomin, one Israel, and then just one of them left Chotel number one, went to Chotel number two, and then there was a Mapeles. So, no Israel was who left the Chotel number two. So, according to Rashi, he says, we wouldn't be in Chalos HaShabbos. But according to Rambam, we are the Chalos HaShabbos. We are the Chalos HaShabbos. And we are the Chalos HaShabbos. So that means we are the Chalos HaShabbos. We are the Chalos HaShabbos. According to the Rambam. The Rambam explains the Gemara like the Rishon. Then Alech HaKadosh, he says, Me'ekhu kulom mechotzer zu, leilich lechotzer acheres, ubeis akiroso, piris echot mehem, v'nichnas lechotzer acheres, v'nofro olof batiles, v'in yedei amiru, ein mifakten. Suppose all the 1,001 people who have injured themselves from Chotzer number one, and they all went to different chateres. And then one of them went to enter chater number two. And then my parents was a chater number two. So any fact. In other words, where is Russian things is explained? How the Polish Kulaye? How the Polish Kulaye? So then we are the house of Shabbos. And how the Polish Mr. Sayyid, we are not. The Rambam, following the sheet of the Reed, explains it in the reverse. Hold the Porsche Kulaye, so you are not the Chalos HaShabbos. And hold the Porsche Mitzvahsaye. If one of the 1,001 left Chotel number one, went to Chotel number two, so then in those materials, then we are the Chalos HaShabbos. Nek Hukulam Mechotzer Zu, Leilech Lechotzer Acheres, Uveis Akiroso, Pirisechot Mehen, Vinichnas Lechotzer Acheres, Vinof Lolof Materials, ואין ידי עניו אין יפקנו, שחיד משנה כולו אין כאן בישראל, וכל הפיריס מהם כשהם נהלכים, הרי הוא בחסקה של פיריס נורא. לפיכוך, אם הוא יורד בישראל, אף על פי שנה כולו, הוא פיריס אחד מהם לחוצר אחרס, ונוף לו לא מפיר לסליפה. ונוף לו לא מפיר לסליפה. So, like this, the Rambam is not difficult. The Rambam simply follows the shite of the Reed. And the Reed explains the Gemara, how the Torah is for life, how the Torah is for society, just the reverse of what Rashi in cases explains. Rashi says, how the Torah is for life, so then we are the fact, because it's who that is for, in the Christian. So, how the Torah is for society, so it's not who that is for in the second quarter, or in the Christian. So we may not be factoring. And the Reef explains, how the Torah for liar, so we are not be factoring. And how the Torah for society, we are the factoring. So that's what it's called. But the Rambam, now the Raive is massive. The Raive is massive, so he mentions other Pshat, the Pshat of Russian things. Your first Raive is out, yes, before she behaved the factoring, you think she moved action this one. In other words, that if it's pure Shikolaya, then that's the reality. Avo, Pirshimen, Avo, Chavisho, Pirish Echonen, the Hotel Acheres, we don't know any faction shall use that shall be soil. So that's like Rashi and Dennis, Pshat. That's the Rambachi. Alright, what's the Rambam? Follows the Rishi. So, that wouldn't be difficult at all. But, the problem arises because the Chachmelun, the Chachmelun inquired of the Rambam. How does the Rambam pass? How does the Rambam pass? That in the case of Pir Shukulai, so then, and all the 1,001 people who arranged themselves from Chotel number one, and everyone went to a different place, and one of the 1,001, so went to Chotel number two, and then there was a Mapeles. So then the Nati Chalos HaShabbos. But Shmuel says, "In Eichel Yivkach Nefesh Achar, oh, in Eichel Yivkach Nefesh Achar, oh." So the Rambam should have answered, I don't follow the pshat. The pshat of Rashi and Tosfos, I follow the pshat of Rashi. But the Rambam didn't give this answer. The Rambam, so, right. It's Rishi. Oh, Shalom Chachmurun, he's only saying, Nirum Nakos of the Sefer, the Yoshi Yisroel, the Yichonim Mazor is not in God, Mechta or Mechta Mefakri. Aber, the Rubo in the Yichonim Mazor is not, Yomeinu is a man of his God. Now, the Chachmurun took notice of the Psacher Rambam here, and also of the Psacher Rambam in the Yisroel. Now, here, the Rambam passes, the Rambam explains the Gemara by the Rambam. The Hodi Posikulaye is so any part. But Hodi Posik is a salary in the pattern. So if you put them on the wall, there are thousands and one people, and thousands of the thousands and one are in the hobby, and one is in the soil. And then, and one of the thousands and one is neck up on Hodi number one, goes to Hodi number two, and there is Materes. So the Rambam passes, that we are the Hodi. Only Posi Kolayim, but Posi Nixasayim, so we are the Chalas HaShabbos. We are the Chalas HaShabbos. Even though there are thousand chances against one, that he was becoming the one who left, called the Torish, the Rube Torish, that he left from the thousand, that he is one of the thousands, not the one of the one single Israel. So the Rambam passed, so we are the Chalas HaShabbos. Let's see how the Rambam passes in the Chesisoyte. So, now our Gemara. The Gemara said, Motzo v'tinei k'mushlach imrei v'chovim v'chovim imrei v'yisroel v'yisroel. Mechtal mechtal v'yisroel. So then Shmuel omar, l'fakiach es lagav. So, keep my Shmuel Areshi, in Raven, the Hobby Common, or by Shmuel Takea from the Sangal, any case. The people in the city are Raven, the Hobby. Let's say, there are 1,001 women in the city, and then a teenage is Mushla. A teenage is Mushla Via, it was found. So Shmuel says that the Gabi in the Takea from Sangal, even though it's 1,000 women who could have been the mother of this Mishnah. So, in the Chavi, just one woman in the city is in Israel. So, Shmuel said that we are in Bakir, we are in Mechal HaShem. We are in Mechal HaShem. And the Rambam doesn't pass for it. The Rambam said this Rambam. In Perek Pesvog, you have to say, be a halacha for הסופה שנמצא בעיר, שיש בה, בין שיורי בקום או לישראל, הרי זה סופי קאטו, למי ינוחס, כדי שישו צריך לגף מסופי. מי שהורד, לא יונה רגול. התגלו או בסנו משל גאוס, או ישל טוב או משל אינגל, הרי כשור הסופי. הנמצא עם בו ישראל, הלוך החבור. הוי יורי בעיר עקום, מותר להכיר לנבירס. הוי רובן ישראל, מחזירו לי אבדוסי כישראל. מחצה או מחצה, מיצו להכניסי כישראל. ומפקחינו לו בסגל ושבת. ויערנו לנרזוקי, כי כל צוד כמו מן המלץ מחבר לאור ברק. So the Rambam passes that we got in Takir or Sagal, so when are we in Takir or Sagal, or if it's Mechta or Mechta, but if we were in Rakum, we have to Takir or Sagal. That's contrary to our Gemara. This is what Shmuel said. This is what Shmuel said, Ufakiach of the Sagal, any king, that even if it's Reva Yirakul, so we are still in Chalos HaShabbos. So here the Rambam passes, we are only in Chalos HaShabbos, only if it's Mechta or Mechta, not if it's Reva Yirakul. So the Rambam is contrary to the Gemara in Sudas and the Gemara in Yumen. Shmuel is deep. That's one kasha against the Rambam. The other kasha against the Rambam is, seems the Rambam explained the Gemara, Loi Kashi, Hodi Polish Kulai, Hodi Polish Society. And he explained the Gemara, not like Kashi and Gensis, but the reverse. Like the Reed, Hodi Polish Kulai, so then it's any Kashi. But Hode komme ich nicht zu sein, so wie Chotzerachelis in die Fakten. Und was ist mir Chotzerachelis nicht zu sein, von der Wissenschaft? Ich sehe, es wird auch mal von Zauber vor der Schabbat. In der Wissenschaft. Schabbat. Der Tief, wie war ein Thousand and One Men in Chotzer Number One. And then one of the Thousand and One left Chotzer Number One and went to Chotzer Number Two. Then there was a famous Chotzer Number Two. So there, the Rambam passed into the Wissenschaft Schabbat, he lined in the Psaak of the Wien, that the Chalm of the Schabbat. But that's exactly like Timmy Kanutso, Mushlech, Bihir, Shehubakum. Shehubakum. So the Rambam says, we are only in the Chalot HaShabbat, it's Mechza Mechza. But it's a thousand Noshi mothers in the city are in Jehovah, in this Chobi. And one is in Israel, then the Rambam castings, not. So the Rambam's Pesachim Lechasis Sorebiye, the Rambam's Pesachim Lechasis Sorebiye is in line with the Pshat of Rashi Teitzes. The Rambam's Pesachim Lechashabes is in line with the Ripshite. So, is Mizaki Shtore the prayer? That's the Kashi. I mean, the Hachmelumio did not direct any Hasobi against the Ripshite. Because the Rip, we could say, I mean, and the Ripshite is probably like that. The Ripshite is, that's probably the Ripshite, that in the case of the Kinach Mushlach, the year, even if they were here, are Akum. So then we have a Chalas Hashabbos. But, because the Rif does pass like Shemot, but the Rambam passes only if it's Mechza or Mechza. But they were here, Akum not. But in the Beis Lech Hashabbos, he says, if in Chotan number one, there were 1,001 people. And 1,000 are in the Chobi, one is in Israel, and then one of the 1,001 left Chotzer number one and went to Chotzer number two. Then there was a Bapeles in Chotzer number two, so Yahweh Chalas HaShabbos. Only in the case of Poris Goliath, we are not the Chalas. So it's contrary to what the Rambam passed in the Surah. And of course, it's contrary to what the Rambam passed in the Surah is contrary to what Shmuel said. Because Shmuel says it in respect to the Mishnah Machshirim that says Motzavotimit Mushlech in Revit Chovim in Jehovim. So Shmuel says only we double Achil and Uvelas, but we double Achil and Sandal. We don't treat him like Revit Chovim. We treat him like in Israel. So the Rambam is very Mush. Right. So that was the Kash of the Chachmulim. Near him in Akosot Viseita, the year she is Israel Chovim has always gone more. Mechza and Mechza and Fakim. Aber du will kommen als alles wohl, wenn der Rambam gehört, das wollen wir uns alles wohl. Und wir reden uns schon mal noch viele Stunden versetzt. Die Karte bauen, wir haben dann nur noch nicht so, dass die Jungen in Hilfe mit der Nefesh Acharot, auf die Rufe will kommen als alles mit Fakten. Wie heißt es? So, das ist die Ernst. Mitten bei der Rambam. Kann man nie an Gott versetzt, steht die Bauten. Wie die Jungen, die sie am Rocken im Socken gehören, weil Gott im Brunnen hängt. שכחם דברי שמואל, וסובה שכנורי פוירי, קומן מזוליס מפתחים, אבל אונו הדברי רבייכם מסמכינות, יום הפסק וכחומן מזוליס מישראל איך עובדים, ואיזה חוצה מפתחים, וחוצה אחרת צי מפתחים, והקים למי שפיר שכולו, שהרלוי שעשום קבוע, ופיכו עם פיריש איך עובדים לחוצה אחרת, אין מפתחים, וכל דיפוריס מרובה פוריס, והוא הדין הזה שפיריש מי ישבו בקחומן מזוליס, שאין מפתחים עלו, גם רב חולק לשמואל, בדוק יזו שדוק מאיר שיחת על נחתו שאומרנו שכמי שנמצא בישראל ובאמר שזה לא אחרי זה ולא יליחסה ולא יעיינת בבת נפש כלל ואפילו תן לדירב ושמענו למחלט את הדבר הזה שהוא הפיקוח על זה שפיר השני ישר מכל חזור איס ולא יליחסה של דוק ישמו על מים השחולו מכל מוקים אפילו תן באוכל רבי חנכי לגפי משל זה ויום הבתי של נכון ממזור איס ואחד ישראל ואיסה חוצר מפתחים וחוצר אחרת עם מפתחים ונהול אבו בנפש החרוב ומוקים הזה ואדום הידוע ששמואל רבי חנה הלוך את הלב so what is this? so what נדחת מלוני הוא דין תסקי as to the spirit between the Rambam and the Reis Lecha Shabbat and the Rambam and the Reis Lecha Shabbat that question is different but they only asking what the Rambam says what the Rambam says in Pirkei Zvot Hilchos Issurei Bia is contrary to what Shmuel says here in Sures and in Yume because Shmuel says Areish Kitma di Shmuel Areish Kitma im Rei Medi Chobi Medi Chobi Oma Shmuel U Fakir Osagal in Ikei the Tivrei Medi Chobi U Yastri Mi Fakir Osagal and the Rambam Pastors in Pirkei Zvot Hilchos Issurei Bia that only in case of mechzal mechzobinia, so it is Batir Sagal. But in the case of Reinerit Hobby, we are not in Batir Sagal. And then so that kasha is. But the spirit between the Rambam's psak in the Vitzvah Shabbos and the Rambam's psak in the Vitzvah Shabbos, that the Hachnamun will be in test. Or I think in test, but it's difficult anyway. It's difficult anyway. Now, I just want to point out that we'll discuss it later. So, because the Hachnamun doesn't discuss the other question. Anyway, so. And then the question arises against the Rambam. So the Rambam says that Shmuel, that Rabbi Yechon Yisrael can Shmuel. Where did the Rambam see that Rabbi Yechon Yisrael can Shmuel? Many of the Shem say there is no machlokes between Rabbi Yechon and Shmuel. There is no machlokes. According to Rashi, according to Teitzes, certainly, Rashi maybe not, but according to Teitzes, there is no machlekes between Rabbi Yechon and Shmuel. But how can the Rambam say that there is a machlekes between Rabbi Yechon and Shmuel? From the Gemara, it doesn't appear there is a machlekes, because the Gemara says as follows, Mechabim Matsiki, that the Brayis says, Lomori, Tafil Chotzarachim. So even to be Matzil someone in the second Chotzer, so we are also the Chalat HaShem. Then, Omer Rav Yitzchak, Omer Rav Yehuda, Omer Shmuel, we're hopeful to Kach Nefesh HaHari. So the Gemara is the Kasha Yichdom, eh? So the Gemara says, Oitzchak, the Kovish of Chotzer Achim. Mal Yitain, the Kovish, the Kovish, the Kovish, the Kovish, Kol Mashim, we're hopeful to Kach Nefesh HaHari. So then the Gemara is the Kasha, Eini, Omer Rav Asa, Omer Rav Yichanan, Tishu, 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 So the more you get it, more you catch it. Hold the promise, who knows the promise of society? So be sure if we say there is no machlokes between Shmuel and Rabbi Yechanan, then we understand the catch of the more. How can Rabbi Yechanan say that Tisha and Chol and Yisrael Echo? So the Chotzer Acher is in fact Shmuel says that in Eilchim and Kanev Shacharov, so the more has to give it that. But according to the Rambam, that there is a machlokes between Shmuel and Rabbi Yechanan, Shmuel says in Eilchim and Kanev Shacharov, but Rabbi Yechanan holds, Heilchim and Kanev Shacharov, and the Rambam passes like Rabbi Yechanan, so what kind of a kashin is the Gemara raise? So, in the Gomer Abbas of Rabbi Yechanan, Tisha Yikon and Yisroel Echot, Bichot Racher Asim Yifakim, that's Rabbi Yechanan, and that is Shmuel, Gavra, Gavra Konis, the Rambam says, in so many words, that Rabbi Yechanan is Chilik and Shmuel, so what kind of a kashin is the Gemara raise? So, and that kashin, that so everybody raises that question against the Rambam. How could the Rambam the Tshuva say that only Shmuel says in Hilchot Kanev Shacharov, but Rabbi Yechanan holds Hilchot Kanev Shacharov? When Gemara asks the Kashe from Rabbi Yechanan and Shmuel, from Shmuel and Rabbi Yechanan, so we see that there is no machlokes that Rabbi Yechanan is also me. So the Chaim answers this Kashe simply, because the Gemara said here, Mechabim Matziki, Lomui Dafir Lechot Racheres. And then, Omer Rav Yisif, Omer Rav Yudha, Omer Shmuel, we'll hope to become Nevesh HaKharon. Hei Chadome, Ine me biket Yishol Yisroel Vak, Vachat in Ayo Ero, Be Yisroel, El Tal Gal Tal, Besof Yit Nefosh Yisroel, El Biket Yishol Yichobim, Be Yisroel Echol, Von Ame Pshite Dab, Le Kogu, Al 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 Kogu, So Shmuel mentioned that Aloche right after the Gemara discussed the Pshat in the Braise. And what does the Gemara say as Pshat in the Braise? When the Braise says, Mechabim Matzikim B'Shabes, normally that you will have a Cheres. So, right at the bed, Shmuel mentioned that Allah. So what it means is, when the Gemara said, normally that you will have a Cheres, so the Gemara doesn't mean that the Chiddush of the Braise is, if there is a fire in Chotzer number one, and there are people in Chotzer number two, so you have to be Mechalos HaShabbos, lest the fire will spread from Chotzer number one to Chotzer number two. That's also true, but that is obviously true. Then the Braise doesn't have to mention, everybody knows that the fire can spread very quick. So when the Braise, when the Gemara says, that the Pshat in the Braise and the Chabu Matziki, Lomom in the Afil Chotzer Acheres, it doesn't mean just that if there is a fire in Chotzer number one, So then, and there is a sakone for someone chotzer number two, we have to be mechalas haShabbos to be matzil. Someone chotzer number two, less the fire will spread from chotzer number one to chotzer number two. That goes without saying. The price doesn't have to spell out. But what the price means, that few chotzer acheres, that even in the case of testing the chotzer and one is oil, and then the left chotzer number one, and went to chotzer number two, and then there is a mapeles, there is a sakone of the fire of the mapeles in chotzer number two, even though there are more chances that the one in sakone is in the chotzer, so we are still the chalas haShabbos. So that means that the braise is saying what Shmuel is saying. Because Shmuel is saying, lo, we can have a shakaro. So the Gemara says, לא יצריך הדיפורי של חוצה אחרס. מה הוא ניתן לכל דיפורי של רובי פוריס? כל מה שהוא לא עושה בפני אפשר הרוב. That is Shmuel is saying. And that's the פשעת in the price also. Now, so the question is, אין לי בואו הרבה עשר מרבי יחנון, תהי שביטחון בישראל יכול בי זה חוצה מפקרי. בחוצה אחרת זה אין מפקרי. בחוצה אחרת זה אין מפקרי. So, אין לך נעמי. There is no question between רבי יחנון and Shmuel. But, the pshat in the braise after the chotzer acheres means that he can go on the basis of law. So we have to assume that he's in the lichovim. Still, we are mechalas haShabbos. So the braise says that he. So how can Rabbi Yochanan be chelek on the braise? So that's what the Gemara says. Hodi poresh kolaye, hodi poresh miksasai. In other words, when does the braise say that we are in the house of Shabbos in the case of Polish society, the price says. But in the case of Polish Kulaye, then the price doesn't say that you are in the house of Shabbos. And in the case of Polish Kulaye, the Reich... of Polish Kulaye, we are the Chalas HaShabbos. But, because in the Hilchum Kanev HaShacharov, under all circumstances, but according to Rabbi Yochanan, in the case of Polish Kulaye, we do go Basarov. We do go Basarov. But in the case of Polish Kulaye, so then the Braise says that we do not go Basarov in the case of Polish Kulaye. And with the din of the Braise, even Rabbi Yochanan agrees, Rabbi Yochanan is Chelek on Shmuel, but not on the din of the Braise. Yeah, so that answers one cash against Rama. But then, it doesn't answer the other cash, the stira between the Psak of the Rambam in Pirik Beis Nuch HaShabbos and the Psak of the Rambam, in Pirik Tezvog Nuch HaSesorim. Now, so there is a Reb Chaim, that Reb Chaim is expressive of the basic yisod in Rov and in Kavua. Now, so I went over the Gemara in Nosia about Kavua, because it's important for this Rama. Now, there is a Gemara in Nosia that we went over already at one time. Während nur sie, wie soll die Gemorre, darf ich das um alle. Um Rabbiz und Baiz, um Rabbiz und Rabbiz, um die Schluche 10, die kann ich nicht aus Stamm, außer bevor ich nicht will. Chazoko, Schniach ist die Schluche, wir kriegen die Poris, die Union, da haben wir die Kodisch. So, every woman, he wants to marry, maybe she is Achizische, maybe she is Einigste, maybe she is Basischte. So, is there a shlokh shrabi khan in kam suva shpol po di lakh men ala ilo o shpol khol bi khatim sa min se se shmin sa men kam fut ni shein vi kam to rashas to rashas in da kone vi shok in baume misken va mai vi ko khod lo khode vi un hay new so that was suppose there was a yieldness number one that say lady is a yieldness so she has to bring a call one shnei teir mi shnei yeno echo leilo lechon lechato Echo Leilo, and suppose she was Matrish. This pigeon is Leilo, this pigeon is Lechatos. This pigeon is Lechatos. And then one of the two pigeons flew away. So then the halacha is that Leia, this Yehudas was Matrish, has to take another pair because she doesn't know. The one, the remaining pigeon, whether that's the Eilor or the Zahavos. So she has to take completely a new pair of two pigeons, of Shneitir and Shneitir. Otherwise, she will not fulfill her head. But even though we know that Yildes, a certain Yildes slayer, had was Matrish two Tehrim of Mieno, and one of them disappeared, so she stole to be Matrish two other Tehrim of Mieno. But as far as the other Yehudis are concerned, they have no problem. They can just be Zeichen in a Hefker, in any two pigeons, and be Matris. Let's say another Yehudis, Hocho. So she's also a Yehudis. So she can be Zeichen in a Hefker, she'll find two birds, two pigeons in a certain nest in Hefker, she can be Zeichen there, and be Matris, and be Matri. But the question is, just as here, Rabbi Yehudis says, since we presume that the Shliach was Mikavish Lady X for the Mishalach, so the Mishalach cannot marry any woman because maybe she's a sister of Lady X, so here too there is Bird X that disappeared. Now when another Yildes is Eichen Ahevkia, maybe she's Eichen in Bird X, and Eimer Mishapel Mikavonish Ochavele, that corn, that pigeon. Maybe it's a call that later, Yildes number one was Matrish. We don't say why, because we rely on law. So here too, after all, most Jewish women in the world are not sisters or mothers or daughters of Lady X. There are only seven women who might be the arayas, the cravings of Lady X. So why don't we rely on all over there? Let me go to Scott. But my lady called Hodel Hodel Boom, I knew, on the way. So the vehicle said to me, Kamina, no, I wish you were knighted. We have the Kriya, Isur and Night. So he said, I tell you about Isur and Night. So that the before is Rashi, we know their sayings, complete Basmalach Mimo. So the male, it's Kogua. So maybe we cannot rely on God because it's Kavua. The Amrit Li'at is Surah Dinayit. In other words, and then Gabi Kamshal Tzipeli, so if another Yildes is Zeichen Nahefkia in a certain bird, she finds in this, she doesn't have to be Heshish, maybe that's Bird X that disappeared from the camp that Yildes Leia was Matrish, because Holy Poris, rely on God. Mashiach came, we got a woman, that Mishalach wants to be Mikadej, we cannot rely on God, because she's Kavua. So the Gemara is Ikashe, Vichiteme, Hochaname Nayu, Bimba Vishukia Ashkech Mikadej. So we should say, so let him not be Mikadej, so Rabbi Yechon, we should say, that Oima Mishluchet Zilkanesh Lishostan, And then the Shliach died or disappeared, he went to live in the Sayam, so he's not allowed to go to the home of a woman, and in her home, no, be Mikadosha. But suppose he's Mikadosha on the street, not in her home, so then she's not Kavua. So then he can rely on God, just as any Yildes Can you lie on gold and be zeichen a hefker in any bird she finds in a nest? And doesn't that the cheshish maybe eats bird eggs? So here too, true, Rabbi Yechanan could say that he cannot, the Mishalach cannot go to the home of Eilome in her Mekilachias and be the Kaddisha, because it's good luck. But if he meets a woman in the street, or he meets her in a wedding hall, or let's say in the home of somebody else, not in her home, so then he can rely on God. And Rabbi Yechanan says, nah, he's not allowed to be Mekaddish any woman in the world, even if he wants to be Mekaddish in the street, where she certainly neither perish from her Mekinachrias. So you can take a name and I, Emma Bishuke Ashka Mekaddish, Hosom Hadrami Yechuse, Gabitan Mihadre, Gabitan Mihadre. So we discuss that. We have a machleket between Tetzis in Ozir and Tetzis in Suvez. Tetzis in Ozir and Rashi in Ozir, I don't know whether it's Rashi, the Mephorish in Ozir, they say that Gemara says, Hosom Hadrami Yechuse, Hadrami Yechuse, so that means that who is Hadron Yehuse? That Hadron Yehuse, let's say, he, the Shliach, was Mikavish Lady X. The Shliach was Mikavish Lady X. So, Hosom, so the Hikran says that the Mishalach is not allowed to be Mikavish a woman, let's say, any woman, Leah, he wants to be Mikavish Leah. So he cannot be Mishalach, can be Mikavish Leah. Lest Leah is a sister of Lady X. So we say that it cannot be Mikadish Leah, even though Leah happens to be in the street when he is Mikadisha, because she is destined to go back to her creators. That's how Rashi and Tesis in Nozir explain it. Tesis in Suvez explains it differently. Tesis in Suvez explains it. He says, the retainer of Aname, so he says, so Tesis says the Kasha, V'itim av minozi apel beis, por chahod oma, hoim ka mishtuch etzei mikadish liisho stam, osam ho anoshim shebeilo, mikein stuma, umosik hanun ulo hamno yishet ulo naide, v'ad amret li yisur el naide, v'chitim lo hanamu bishuke, ash chavikodish, hosom hadro yin yichuse, mashma li davi odom mishayach ko viporis ulo viporis, mishin hodom yichuse, v'lafir chi, yosom mishas yin yisera kishin zeboa ushum yisho, הדרו היא מחוץ, הוא אישו שכי איש השיח, אבל הוא חייק אז הוא אינו לבוא, בשור שאיסו, הרי הוא נעי, הרי הוא נעי. So that's Tesis there. So in other words, Tesis in the Talmud says that the Pshat in the Gemara in Ozir is not like the Mephorish in Ozir, like Tesis in Ozir. They say, Hosom Hadru Yehuse, because Leah, the one, the second woman, whom the Mishalach wants to be Mekadosh, in other words, Lady X is the first woman, and Leah, the second woman, whom the Mishalach wants to be Kaddish, is Hadron Yehuse. That's how Tetzves and Rashi in Ozir explain. So apparently, Tetzves in the Kashi is like the Pshat of Rashi in Tetzves and Ozir. That's why Tetzves is the Kashi. How does Gemara say that in the case where a woman was Nivelis, was Nelson, and we don't know the identity of the Beil? So if we know that the Beil came to the Nivelis, so then we can rely on the highest level. And call the police, we will the police, but from the morning Ozir it appears that vis-a-vis a human being who is destined to go back home, he's not going to remain in the street, roaming around day and night. So it's Hadron Yehuse, a human being, it's Hadron Yehuse, it's not like a bird. A bird has no, is not destined to go back to the same place. So the melee, if the sophic arises at the time when the bird is Polish, so rely on the Polish. But the human being, the Gemara in Ozir says, no, we cannot rely. Even if the Mishalach finds Leah, the second woman in the street, and she is Polish, so he cannot be Mikadisha, lest she is a sister of the ex. But why should the Chayishay, she can rely on God, she is married, she is not Mekim HaKriyas, she is destined to be in the Mekim HaKriyas. At this moment she is married, she is in a state of flux at this moment, but she is destined to go back to the Mikimakvias. So that means that in regard to a human being, so Tinsus in the Kasha, Tinsus and Sulis in the Kasha, assumed like the Pshat of Rashi and Tinsus Mosin, that here now, the Gemara mentions in Bichidesh, that we do not apply the concept of auditoris and auditoris regarding a human being. Because a human being is Hadlan Mosin. He is destined to be back in the Mikimakvias. So even though the Sophic arises now, when the human being, when the woman, Leah, the second woman, is in a state of flux, she is Nayar, but she is destined to be Hadra Nechusim. So, Memele, why does the Morning Suga say that if the Baal came to the Nivellis and he was Baal for Rashi Sadrochim, so then it's called the Polish? Why called the Polish? But the Baal is destined to go back to Mikimakvias. So, obviously, cases in the Kashi assume the Pshat like Kashi and cases in Moshe. So then cases in the Teret says, no, not like Kashi and cases in Moshe say, but the Pshat of Hadron Yehuse, the Hosom Yishase Yisa, Kishe Zeboa Ushu Yisho, Hadron Yehuse O Yisho Shekili Shashriya, O Yisho Shekili Shashriya. So it doesn't mean, according to Rashi and cases in Moshe, there is a big Chiddush mentioned in the Gemara that Ligabi Odom, we don't say called the Polish, because Hadron Yehus, we say called the Polish, Ligabi Chadichas Bosa, we say called the Polish, Ligabi Bird, but Ligabi Odom, we do not say called the Polish, because he's destined to be Chizel Yehus. So there, but that's the Pshat of Hashim, this is not. This says, no, the Pshat is not like that. Even we got the order when we say, call the Polish. True, he is destined to be Chizel in the Chutzel, all right, but right now, he's not yet, he's in the state of flux. So maybe we should say, call the Polish. But the more he's saying, no. When is the Sophic? At a time when the Mishalach wants to be the Kaddish Lay in the street. So, at the time when the Mishalach wants to be the Kaddish Lay in the street, so it's very likely that Lady X is sitting in the living room, in her own home, at that time. Now, as a basic shifting is that Kavua does not depend upon the Chichas Yisera, but upon the source, the city of the Chichas Yisera. So, in the case of a Chichas Boso that was found in the street, so there, the source of the Yisera is inherent, is intrinsic. In the Chichas Yisera, Mashaim can hear it available. So the Chichas Yisera, the Yishev, the Tilasuro, is the sister of Lady X. But who is the source, the Sibbe, of Leyev being an elbow to the Mishalach? Lady X is the source, is the basis. So basically, she thinks it doesn't depend. Kogua does not depend upon the Mesa, it depends upon the Yisera. And this is what the thesis of Rosh in Nozir says. He is really thesis in Nozir. So, in other words, now, so, it's interesting, I mean, it's a Pele and the Rishas, Pele and the Rishas, was evoking Rishas every tasteless and every Rashi, but here, he overlooks something, the Rishas. It's a Pele that the Rishas should overlook that. So, he makes a correction. Hadrel in the Chutzel Yishe Shekile, the Keire, he erases one word from the basis. In other words, because the Rishash was cognizant of the Pshat of Rashi and Tesis Nozah. And apparently, he overlooked the Pshat of Tesis Rosh Nozah. So, this seemed to be in conflict with the Pshat of Rashi and Tesis Nozah. So, because according to Rashi, this is Nozir, so the Kavua, the Kavua does not depend upon the Neser, but upon, I mean, the country. According to the Rashi, this is Nozir, the Kavua depends upon the Neser, not upon the Neser. But the source says that it depends upon the Neser, and it's really upon Rashi, this is Nozir. So here, so this says, "Kishezet bo al shulisho hadro nechuse hoyisho shekili shashliya." That the kavua is not Leia, the second woman, but Lady X, the sibe of the Alvo of the Isa, not the chichas of Isa, but the sibe. So he erases shekili shashliya. The second one, in order to reconcile it, but then, according to this correction, this experience is not the Kleines Amikash. Anyway, of course, we don't have to arrange, and the right Gersing is Oishish Kishashriach, and Tinsus agrees, Israeli can Tinsus in Ozia, and he agrees with the Shite of the Tinsus of Ozia. Anyway, so according to Tinsus in Suez, and according to the Rosh in Ozia, so then there is no halacha that Rikabi Odo, who is destined to return, to go back to the Mekina Kriyas, so maybe we don't say for the Rosh. But according to Rashi and Tesis in Ozia, there is a halacha that Rikabi Odo, we say that he is destined to go back to the Mekina Kriyas, that he is destined to go back to the Mekina Kriyas. So in other words, what's the pshat? According to Rashi and Tesis pshat, he knows that Hadar in Yehuse has reference to the second woman, not to Leyes. Now the second woman, so in other words, Rashi and Tesis hold that Kavua depends upon the Nessa and not upon the Asia. Tesis Yisuris holds it depends upon the Asia. Tesis Yisuris and Rosh hold that it depends upon the Asia. Rashi and Tesis in Ozia, they hold that Kavua depends upon the Nessa, not upon the Asia. So the Gemara says, the reason is why the Mishalach cannot marry away a second woman. Why? Because even though the second woman, when he's Mikadosh, happens to be in the street, but she's destined to go back to the Mikimakis. So then the Shalom is, what's the Pshat in the Gemara? Does it mean that since she is destined to go back to the Mikimakis, so the Mele, right now it's considered the world? Right now it's considered the world. And, the Pshat is, no, not that right now it's considered the world. But, right now it's false. But, the more he's saying, the Mishalach cannot be Mikadosh Leah, the second woman, in the street, and rely on all the parts. Right now, we can rely on all. But what will be when every time he will cohabit with her, and she will be in the Mekim Akriyes, so then it will become the woman. That's why he is unable to be Mikadosh, let's say, the second woman, even in the street. So one pshat is, he cannot be Mikadosh in the street, because since she is destined to go back to Mekim Akriyes, so that means Rigabi Odo, we don't apply the concept of Kodi Polish. Because Kodi Polish, since a human being is always destined to go back, so melee, even in the moment of flux, when he's married, so he's also concerned for one. Or the pshat is not. At the moment when he wants to be the Kavisha, so then we say for the Polish, we can rely on more. That's the Tzras HaKos. We rely on more. But what will be when he cohabits with her? Every time he cohabits with her, and then most of the time when he cohabits with her, she'll be in the Mekim Akriyes, will not cohabit with her, Al Porsche Sadrochim all the time. So Mimele, then she'll become Kavua. So Mimele cannot even come in. So from Rashi's Loshi, it's Mashma. Amore Amir Lachamo Inshetu Renaide. The whole kvedo bas melech tmimo, the hoyu dikvie, havelei ki mechtsa al mechts. Havelei ki mechtsa al mechts. So, it's mashma, that it's not, that at this moment it is false. But he cannot live with her, because at every time he lives with her, she'll be in the Mekim Akriyes.
What is it? That doesn't make sense.
Yes.
You take it back to the store.
Okay. I didn't say that this is the pshat. I'm saying that from Rashi it's mashma. All right. So in other words, you're right. We cannot say that right now she is Kodesh, but he cannot be Mikadosher because it will be without a veil. Because at the time when he cohabits with her, so it will be in the Mekim Akriyes. Because if that is the pshat, so then we should say, now nitzo beir. Now Rebbe Chaim discusses that question. Nitzo beir. So not if let's say this chametz meiches shchuto, and one chametz is meiches leveil. So if somebody bought in the one of the stores, he doesn't know in which store, so it's called kavod. But if he found it in the street, even if he found it next to the stores, so then it's false. So what would be if we are going to say that the pshat in Hotel in the Chutzi is not, since it's mashma from the Pashtas Haloshon of Rashi, that, but the pshat is at this moment, this false. But then, later on when he cohabits with her, in her domicile, in her natural habitat, so then she will become kavua, so then should follow that even if after the Sofik was, even though at the time when the Sofik arose at the first moment, so it was Polish, but if later on when the same problem arises, it's kavua, so then it's chesavaniya and tzosa. So then we should say that even if it's nitzo in the street, so he's only allowed to eat it in the street or in his home. But suppose it's nitzo in the street and then he brings it into the store and he wants to eat it in the store, he's not allowed to eat it in the store. It's not the starter, but one could say, I mean, if one wants to be an action, so he could say that. So Rav Chaim mentions a raya that the pshat he knows here is not hotro, but all Rav Chaim's wonders, I mean, the parallel is why, but that's typical of Rav Chaim. I mean, this whole discussion by Rav Chaim only applies to the pshat of Rashi and Tesis in Ozia. The whole, according to Tesis in Suvets, it doesn't apply, unless Rav Chaim agreed with the correction made by the Mishash. So then, it's a lyrical argument. I don't think that Rav Chaim agreed with the correction made by the Mishash, because after all, the Tesis of Rashi and Ozia is contrary to the pshat of Tesis and Rashi. So why couldn't Tesis in Ksuvetz also be in line with Tesis of Oshinoz? So all this discussion by Rav Chaim can only be said according to the pshat of Tesis and Rashi Nozia, but not according to the Tesis of Osh and Tesis in Ksuvetz. Because according to Tesis Horosh and Tesis in Ksuvetz, so here it's another, according to Tesis in Ksuvetz, it's here, it's the more he's saying something else, because the criterion whereby we determine as whether a certain Sofik is kavua or Polish is not the Nessa, but the Eser. Who is the Eser in the X? So the man at the time when the Sofik arises, he meets lady in the street, the second woman, he wants to make a Kaddisha. So that's the time when the Sofik arises. So then it's very likely that the sibe of the chasisa of the elbow is kavua b'keimo. Does he have a guarantee that Lady X is also wandering in the street now? In all likelihood, in all probability, Lady X could be at her home. So that shalek does not make sense according to Tesis Shitei Suvetz. But that Shaila by Rav Chaim makes sense according to Rashi, the Meforesh Pshat in Ozia, and this Pshat. Now, so, once, yes?
One second,
Rashi. Now, so Rav Chaim mentions the Raya from the Gemara in Zvot. Maybe the Pshat is, Hodol in the Haise, not that since a woman is destined to go back to her Mekima Kriyas, so even in the moment of flux, she's considered kavua. But at the moment of flux, she's Polish. But of what avail will it be for him to be Mekadosh Nisho? He will not be able to cohabit with her in the Mekima Kriyas anyway. So then, if that is the Pshat in the Gemara, then there is a big Chiddush in the Gemara. That if, let's say, a Ktichas Kosov is found in the street, in a city where there are 9 stores that sell Shchuto, and 1 store that sells in Beiro, so the halacha is Nitzo, Holach Acharo, he's allowed to eat it, so he can eat it in the street, he can take it to his home, he can take it to anybody's home, but he cannot eat it in the stores. Suppose he decides to eat this Chichas Bosor that he found in the street, to eat in the stores, he's not allowed. Why? Because if he brings it to the stores, so then again it's in the Kimakhiyas. So it's also, well, that will be the Chiddush, but maybe it is like that. I mean, who says that when the Gemara says Nitzo, so is Muter, that it means it can eat it even if it takes it into the stores? Maybe if it takes it into the stores now. So Reb Chaim mentions a raya. That's why I asked you to go over the Gemara here in Arubis, in Zvach. Kol HaZvachim Shnisavu HaTeis HaMeisis, Oy B'Sher HaNisch, Atu Achaz B'Ribe Yemus. So then the Gemara says, Kashe, let the Zvach in the hall. So the Gemara says, Balachai Machshir Elu Ebat. Then the Gemara says another Kashe, that I'm giving over the hour. At the end of the moment, V'Nimshach V'Nikhat Chavunai, V'Nimshach V'Nikhat Chavunai, V'Nimshach V'Nimshach Havunikah Vua. In other words, the chat, I don't want to go into it, but according to many Mishnayim, the halacha of Bittul Dvor is Yovish B'Yovish is not based upon the bill. There is a machlokes Mishnayim. Some Mishnayim say that by lach b'lach, so there is a halacha of Bittul. What does lach b'lach mean? Lach b'lach means if there is even distribution. Even distribution. So of course, that aloha of Bittul Dvor is not based upon the Bior. Because, let's say, if Kazayis Chile becomes evenly distributed in 60 Gzeisi Boso, so then it's bottom Mishishi. So can you rely on Bior Dvor? You know that when you eat any unit of that, Tarumes, you definitely eat a fraction, a portion of the year before Isa. Still you are allowed. So that's our loche of Isa Nefachlet. At the very outset, we say Isa Nefachlet. The question is, how about Yomish Yomish? Chad Bitrei. So let's say, you had on the table, three chatiches. And two chatiches are shulto, one chatiches is the veil. And then we became mixed up, we don't know. Which one is the shchuto, which one is the nevela, and which are the shchutos. So then there is a people, the rock of Yom Kippur. So according to many of the shame, just as in the case of Lav Lach, so there is a union of Bittul Dvor, of Isa Netach Leheter, Nipah Vatah, so by Yom Kippur it's also Isa Netach Leheter, and that's the Roshi. Even with Rabbonim we say Isa Netach Leheter. So the Roshi thing is, if you have on the table, three chatiches, one nevela, two chatiches shchuto, and then you became mixed up. You don't know which one is a nevela, so you are allowed, if he is an acrobat, and he can swallow all the three gzeisi, bibasachas, he's allowed to do it, according to the Rosh. But he's definitely eating the Isa. You cannot rely on the Bior. If you take, let's say, one chatiche, at random, you take one chatiche of the three chatiches and you eat it, so you can say, the bior. But if you eat all the three chatiches in basachas, then you cannot rely on the bior. Still, the Rosh says that in the Rabbon, you are allowed to eat all the three chatiches together in basachas. So the Rosh thing is that just as Lav Lach is a halacha of people, and without recourse to the Bior of God, so Yovish B'Yovish also. Now, there is Yishite, but that's one Rishon, I don't know any other Rishon, who holds that this is reading Rabaska in Cheskes Abatim. Yishite is that Bittul, in the sense of Isa Nefach Leheter, that applies only to Lav Lach, where there is even distribution. Mashenki Yovish B'Yovish, when the Isa is in the Kenei and the Heter is in the Kenei, there is no aloha of Isa Nefakleta. Because there is no Tarubes. The Tarubes is now mine. That's the Shite. He's loud laugh, so there is an objective Tarubes. But Yomish B'Yomish, there is no objective Tarubes. Yet, you have three chickens. One chicken is Nivele. And two chickens are Shut. And then they're all on the table. They are all in one bed. Let's say, they are all in one bed. You don't know which one is the nevela. So there is no tarubes. The nevela is the nevela. It's everything came up. We are mixed up. The Tahume is subjective, it's in our mind. So, according to the Rosh, even that, even in such a case where the Tahume is subjective, not objective, so there is a loche of Nisan Epachlet, without recourse to Rosh, so we can eat all the three chickens, Bimasa. The according to Rosh. Now, the case of Sweet says, no. When is there a loche of Nisan Epachlet there? That's only in Lablach. Yomish, there is no. There is no Isa, there is no Alohe of Isa Netachlehna. But, it's the Bilo. It's Bilo. Now, so in other words, so according to this sleep with the rice, if you have three Hatiches, one is Shrut, one is Nevelo, two are Shrutes, you're only allowed to eat one. Because we can be tailored and say, this is of the Rob. Of the Rosh Shrutes. But you cannot eat, not only you cannot eat all the three, you cannot eat two. Not only you cannot eat all the three, but you cannot even eat two. And not only the Basachas you cannot eat two. The same person cannot eat two in Basachas. And the Rishi is those even beyond that. In other words, even two people could not eat two chickens because then they would be steered. So in other words, the sheet of the Tesis Ridi is that by Yomish B'Yomish there is no Aloha of Isan Epachoyeta. But only the Bihor. But only the Bihor. Now, the sheet of the Rashbo is that you cannot eat all the three Hatichas of the Basachas. You cannot eat it, but only Basachas. So what is the now the Tas says that the Rashbo is made that to the Rosh and the Reiseler that you could eat all the three Hatichas of the Basachas, but with the Rabbona. So whether it's in the Reiseler, the Rabbona doesn't make any difference. So the whole Apoches and the Rabbona level, according to the Rashbo, so the beetle of Yomish B'Yomish is distinguishable from the beetle of Lablach. The beetle of Lablach, even with the Rabbonon, does not have to be based upon the Bihor. There is a loche of Isan Epachleta. But by Yomish B'Yomish, since the Isan is even became a, and the Tahumes is only subjective, it's not objective, we are mixed up. But objectively, there is no Tahumes. We don't know where is what. So the Mele, the Cholakor has to be Rabbonon according to the Rashbo, maybe the Rashbo should be in the Raisa, but the Ta says it's only the Rabbonon. So with Rabbonon, according to the Rashbo, so in order to apply the Aloche of Isa Nekachoyeta, first it must be established that each Chiche by itself is the one that is Eta. Once we establish the Aloche of God, that each chicha by itself is heter, then even if Klapi Shmaim is galye, that he ate in Yisea, so it's never heter. But it's based upon the aloche of Biro of Ofras. According to the Rosh, it's not even based upon the Biro of Ofras. Now, the Gemara here, as first kasha, kol ha-tulishem is out, atul achas bel, yomus. So the Gemara's first question is, let it become bottled water. So according to the Rosh, we can explain the Gemara very simply. According to the Rosh, that the people of Rob is not based of the people of Rob. It's a special halacha like Klal B'Lach is a people that Isa is never greater. So Yovish B'Yovish also Isa never greater. So the first question, so the Gemara is Rochim is Kinin Cheder, according to the Rosh. According to the other Rishayim, it's not so simple. But according to the Rosh, it is Kinin Cheder. So the first kasha of the Gemara is let it become bottle. So Rav Asher says, Balachayim Chshive V'Leiba. Chayim V'Leiba. So Milet Bittul, there is. It's a Balachayim, it's a Balachoshu. There is no Bittul. You cannot say, Yisam et Alev. Balachayim is Leiba. But then the Gemara has another kasha. Too, there is no Bittul. Of Yisam et Alev there, but let us apply the Aloche of the Polish with the Polish. Nimshach, let us take out one Tehime and say, this is not one of the Hatoyis Amitzis. So the Gemara answers, Nimshach, Havalei Kavua. So how can we take out one Tehime, Biyodai, pull out one day in the lion from the stable and say, and the lion, oh, it's kabua, kabua, kinachnachnachnach. So according to the Rosh, we cannot ask the kashi. We cannot ask the kashi of the Gemara. Of the Gemara. The Gemara couldn't give the tarets. Couldn't give the tarets. When the Gemara says, v'nimshach mikhat ha'vunaye, v'neime koliporim udeporis. So the Gemara, so then, the Gemara couldn't say, what balachayim z'chshina v'nebakar. Because it's two separate questions. The first kasha was, let them be people. And if it's people, so then we cannot invent the kasha of kabua. Because kabua only implies, kabua kinechta mechtadome, kinechta mechtadome, that it is, that by kabua we don't apply the bilo of God, the din of God, whether it's bilo or din. We do not rely on the probability of God or upon the bilo of God, whatever it is. But not that the aloha of Isa Nefach Lehetra couldn't apply to Kabua. So every Talmudis is Kabua, but still it's Isa Nefach Lehetra. Now take this as the kasha. Take this as the kasha. How can there be people beyond Yovish? But every Yovish Yovish is Kabua. So take this, one tells in Sanhedrin, take this as the reason is why. There is big of Yom Kippur age, even though the Isar is Kavua, since the Isar is not in Kavim Kene, so it's not Kavua. But the Rosh gives another test. And the Rosh says, no. The Rosh says, we cannot test the Kashi. How can there be big of Yom Kippur age called Kavua is Kinechta Mechtadome? Because Isar is never Kavua. In other words, that's the Shaya. So there is a Machlekes Hashem. So actually, there are 3 days. The Sheikh of the Thesis means that by Yovish B'Yovish, the whole halacha of Isa Nefach Lehetra doesn't apply. Because there is no objective tarubis in Yovish B'Yovish. There is only subjective tarubis. It's in our mind. In B'Yitzias, there is no tarubis. The Isa Nefach came in, the Hetra came in, but we are mixed up. It's a subjective tarubis. That's the Sheikh of the Thesis reading in Bogas. And the Raisa, well, but that's the Sheikh of Yovish. I don't know any other issue who agrees with the Sheikh of the Thesis. Then, all the other Rishayim in Greece say that there is a halacha of Isa Nefach Lehetra in Yovish B'Yovish as well. But according to the Rosh, so the Pshat in Yovish B'Yovish, Isa Nefach Lehetra is analogous to the halacha of Isa Nefach Lehetra in Lach B'Lach, without recourse to the Biro of God, the probability of God. According to many Rishayim, so there is a distinction between Yovish B'Yovish and Lach B'Lach. Laudulach, there is a direct aloha of people, of Isa Nefach Lehetra. By Yovish B'Yovish, in view of the fact that there is no objective awareness, it's only a subjective awareness, so in order to apply the aloha of Isa Nefach Lehetra, it must first be established on the basis of the Biro of God, of the deal of God, the probability of God, that each item by itself is the head. Once it is determined, each item by itself, we have to assume that it's out there. So even if Lakishmai is guided that we made a mistake, so it's also happened. But it's contingent upon the Bureau. Now, those Rishayim who has the kasha, there are a number of Rishayim who has the kasha. How can there be people in Yovish B'Yovish? But it's Kavua. So they give the Terence and that's Teisa Shite. That's Teisa Shite. In Nozir, Teisa Shite. In Gittin, that it's not Kavua. Kavua is only Shayach when Isa is Nika Ben Kevin. But he doesn't know in which store he bought. But everybody knows, store number 9 is the store that sells Nevela. And all other stores sell Shkutah. But someone bought in his store, he doesn't know whether he bought it in store number 9. So then he says Kavua. If it's Nika Ben Kevin, if it's identifiable, in its own habitat, the Isa is identifiable. But if we are mixed up, and we don't know, it is not identifiable in its own habitat, in its own domicile, so then it's not the one. So that's the teretz, the thesis, that's one teretz the thesis gives. In certain cases, in Shas. So that's thesis Shita apparently holds that the Tahuris of Yavish B'Yavish is based upon the Bureau. So the male, the Kashi is, how can there be Tahuris? First, we must establish the Bureau of God. But there is no beer or God, there is no vinogrod in Kavua, and in every time there's a pure beer in Kavua. So takes it the Teretz. Takes it the Teretz that when we apply the law of Kavua, it's identifiable in its own domicile, in its own habitat. But if it's not Mika and Kene, we don't apply the law of Kavua. But we saw that the Rambam is Chelek, and the Rambam says that with Raisi it's Kavua, even if it's not Mika and Kene. So what will be the Teretz of the Rambam? Against this is Kashe, how can there be people of Yom Zbiyove in Shitz Kavua? The answer is the Ramban will agree with the Shitz Rosh, that the people of Yom Zbiyove is not based upon the din of God, the pure of God, the probability of God. It's a special aloche of Isabel Carreta, like Lav Lach, you certainly cannot say the pure of God. You know that you eat the year to fall Isa. So by Yom Zbiyove too. So anyway, according to this Rashi, according to Ramban, according to Rosh, the Dvorim Zvochim is very, is Kinyin Chayna. According to other Rishayim, there is a difficulty. So at first the Dvorim is the Kashi, let it become God. So the Dvorim starts is Balachai Chshira V'loi Ba. Now according to most Rishayim, it's a Drabonah. The Rai say Balachai can be God. According to the Shnei Seliyon, in Zroyim, so it's a Drai Zvita Lachai. Whatever it is, there is a Rai of Habitatsis, in Mure, that is the Rai Zvita. But most Rishayim say, that the whole halacha of Balachai Shimon and Batra is only the Rabbanan. With the Rai say Balachai is God. But then the Gemara has another kasha. Alright, there is no halacha of Isa Nefachlehet. But there is halacha of God. Let us take out one behemoth and say as to that one behemoth, the number of chances that this is from the Heter and not from the Hatoris Amesis. Outnumber the number of chances that it is of the Hatoris Amesis. So the Gemara says, how will you come the whole Kavua, Machta Machta. So then the Gemara said, "Alakashe, now when you bishin in the night, surely it cannot be your dying. Take power to the and you lie on wall because for Kavua. But let us close our eyes and let us start singing, making disturbance and provoke and irritate the behemoths in the stable. They will hear so much singing. Go on. So then all the behemoths will run out every morning in a different direction. You bishin in the night, and bishin say." In other words, we should close our eyes, or we should stand at a distance and start making noise. So then, the behemoths in the stable will become frightened and will start running out. So then, we'll rely on the porridge. Then it's not like you have to we name a near the shield in either way, we call the porridge, no the porridge. On our way, Xavier shall be a very good Kihan in the Basachas, we leak them. In other words, the reason is why we don't manipulate a porridge, with an eye, you could do that and rely on God. But there is a there, suppose we do manipulate a public porridge, and all the babies will run out in the street, everyone in a different direction, and then 10 kehani will take all the babies and they'll be marked for a home, and then they'll be zeric. All the dam of all the behemoths, be basachas. So, in other words, what's the teretz of the Gemara? So, from this teretz of Rove at first, that question, in other words, maybe the pshat in the Gemara, hadron hais means, not because the woman is destined to go back to the Gematrias, so in Mele, at the very outset, she does not have a halushen of Polish, and it's for good, as it appears from Rashi's pshat. But, true, right now the woman is in the state of flux. The Mishalach meets Leia in the street and is Mikadisha. But then later on, when he'll cohabit with her, she'll be back in the Kinakias, so then it will become a Sophie again. So it will be Chesed Aliyah. So that's Chidesh. So if we say like that, so then we have to say that by Mitzvah. So you are allowed to eat it, but if he takes it into the stores, he's not allowed to eat it. This is what Rome said. This is what Rabbi said.
May 14, 1982, on Friday.
The sugi in Yume about in Hilchim Tachnete Shacharot in the Ramban Now, the more the Mishnah Yume says, Mishnah from Bapele, Sophic Shom, Sophic Inisham, Sophic High, Sophic Ness, Sophic Akim, Sophic Israel, Mifakrim of Zagar, Matsu, High Mifakrim, Mishanehu. That's the Mishnah. Then the Gemara says that the Dalad on base, so the Gemara says as follows. Let's embrace.